We now feature that organization that everyone talks about, but no one does anything about, the 10th Weather Squadron. Our crew of medicine men and witch doctors and rainmakers have dutifully stood with us for this year, and at times it was a dead heat to see who could sound worse, us or them. Boys, and that includes you too, Centigrade, generally it's been a great tour. It could have been cooler, but everyone has a bad year, even Johnny Bench. All we ask is that you learn the names of all the bases in Thailand.
At NKP, the relative humidity for Thailand at 6 this morning ranged from 80 to 100%. The sun rose at 05:58 this morning and will set at 18:32, which gives us 12 and a half hours of daylight. Today's high is forecast to reach 89 degrees at Karat. The low for tonight will be at 74 at Utapo. This is Sergeant Camfield, duty forecaster, 10th Weather Squadron.
Get penicillin shots regularly to avoid cases of club tongue.
Good morning. The weather picture for Thailand looks like it will be mostly fair with afternoon thunderstorm activity throughout the country. There'll be little change in temperature from yesterday. The winds will be southwesterly at 5 to 10 knots, and partly cloudy skies will prevail over most of Thailand. Today's low temperature was 73 degrees, recorded this morning at NKP. Yesterday's high temperature was 93 degrees, recorded at Udorn. The relative humidity for Thailand at 7 this morning was 88%. The sun rose at 5:58 this morning and will set at 6:35 tonight, giving us approximately 12 and one-half hours of daylight. Forecasting a high temperature today in the mid to low 90s, and a low temperature tomorrow morning in the mid-70s. This is Sergeant Kiefer, duty forecaster for 10th Weather Squadron.
And no deals with a local station like this.
Good evening. Here's the weather for Karat Royal Thai. That's going out over the line.
Okay.
Or this.
Good evening. Here's the weather for Karat Royal Thai Air Force Base in vicinity. Forecast calls for most cloudy skies That's what I mean. I've got it written down. All the way.
My eye is going from last hour.
Oh, okay.
It's my biggest.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bye-bye.
And last but not least, boys, and we do mean boys, you just have to learn to keep a civil tongue in your head.
Good afternoon. Here's the weather for Karat Royal Thai Air Force Base in vicinity. The forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with isolated thunder showers in the vicinity early this evening, becoming partly cloudy to fair by mid-evening. The predicted high temperature today, oh, God damn it.
Staying with weather for just a moment, AFTN decided to hire a weather girl earlier this year to give a bit of variety to the ordinarily droll process of giving the news and sports. We had many applicants, all excellent candidates. The following is a mere example of the outpouring of femininity that was breaking down our doors at the mere whisper that there was a job opening down at AFTN. What did you say your name was?
My name is Brenda Creech. Temperature and precipitation table. Part 1, 50 states. National Weather Service. Monday, May 3rd, 1971. Time, 8:03 p.m. Weather at 7 p.m. CDT. Highest temperature last 12 hours. Lowest temperature last 18 hours. Precipitation for 24 hours ending at 7 p.m. Atlanta, Bios, Charleston, South Carolina, Charleston, West Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, Des Moines, Duluth, Honolulu, Memphis, Miami, Beach, New Orleans, North Platte, Oklahoma City, Omaha, Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, Shreveport, Spokane, Wichita. Some extremes from within 48 contiguous United States. A ridge of Arctic high pressure over the Mississippi Valley is bringing this chill to the east. Meanwhile, mild 70 degrees weather extending from the north and central high plains to the Great Basin and interior of the Pacific Northwest and some 80 degrees were reported in south-central Washington and northwest Oregon. Temperatures in the 80s with some 90s occurred from Texas to the air regions of the southwest. Occasional rain or showers, locally heavy at times and with some snow in the higher terrain, are occurring from New England to the central Appalachians. The only other precipitation is a few showers and thunder showers from Eagan in western Montana to California and in west Texas, eastern Wyoming, and the west portions of South Dakota and Nebraska. The rest of the nation has generally clear and dry weather conditions. My name is Brenda Creech.